While the measure reflects many of President Bush's energy priorities, including $8.1 billion in energy tax breaks, unresolved is whether the Senate will be able to craft a bill that both chambers can embrace. The House measure passed yesterday contained thorny issues that had previously doomed its passage in the Senate, including limited liability protection for producers of the gasoline additive MTBE and $2 billion to help producers defray the cost of phasing out the product. MTBE has been blamed for underground water pollution, and more than 80 lawsuits are pending nationwide. House Energy Chairman Joe Barton.
And this bill does have a safe harbor, not just for MTBE, but also for ethanol, that by definition of the product, the chemical composition, that's not defective. But if you use it negligently, you can be sued upon it. The right warnings are not with it, you can be sued. There are all kinds of reasons you can sue and win, as has been shown.
2 years ago, an identical MTBE liability waiver stopped a nearly completed energy bill in its tracks. Senate leaders are saying its version will not contain the MTBE liability waiver included in the House-approved measure, meaning MTBE's fate could be left up to the hands of a Senate House Conference Committee. An attempt to kill the MTBE liability waiver provision failed by just 6 votes yesterday on the House floor. Still, House members are hopeful that this time is the charm for energy legislation. Kansas 1st District Representative Jerry Morin appealed to senators to allow an up or down vote.
It's way past time, but Congress has taken another step toward developing an energy policy for this country. It's something I've thought's important since I arrived in Congress. We currently import 62% of our energy needs, and every step should be taken to decrease our reliance on foreign oil. There's a need to increase production of oil and gas in the United States, encourage alternative fuels such as ethanol and soy diesel, and actively promote conservation.
Another controversial measure in the House bill allows for drilling for oil in the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge. The Senate hopes to address that issue through a separate budget process for which a filibuster is not possible. The House bill also includes language that would help promote renewable fuels like ethanol, biodiesel, and wind energy. The measure has a 5-billion-gallon renewable fuel standard that was a strategic move by supporters who believe Senate Energy Chair Pete Domenici will start the bidding at 6 billion gallons. National Corn Growers Association spokesperson Samantha Slater.
I would expect Chairman Domenici of the Senate Energy and Natural Resources Committee to have a draft bill available sometime in the next few weeks. He has had conversations with the White House. In fact, he was over at the White House with President Bush last night. He expects to have a bill in his committee sometime in the first 15 days of May, and he actually thinks we might be able to get off the floor possibly before the Memorial Day recess, if not, you know, the week following.
And there's even a few offbeat measures in the House bill, including extension of daylight savings time by 2 months. Nebraska 3rd District Representative Tom Osborne.
You wouldn't think that would be in an energy bill, but research indicates that that will save about 10,000 barrels of oil a day for that 2 months. And so it's not a big thing, but there are so many items like that in the bill that will just help this country move forward and get us somewhat independent from foreign oil, and really help the economy, because right now the biggest drag that we have on the economy is the lack of an energy policy.
Another item that may cause problems in the Senate is language that will assure that the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission has final say over where to build liquefied natural gas import terminals. The bill would allow the federal government to override state and local opposition. The Senate has not yet completed action on its own omnibus energy bill. Domenici wants to mark up his version of energy legislation next month with the goal of sending a bill to the president's desk by August. This is Dave Dickey, AM 580 Agriculture.